The title of today is Energy in the 21st Century. And it struck me that we're 13% of the way through the 21st century. And the high schoolers that joined us today were, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years old when the millennium hit. So we're well into the 21st century, but electricity really hasn't changed much. And I think we're in a real transition place right now where electricity had been to where it's going. I'm from the Public Service Commission. We're the folks that regulate electricity. Electricity is an essential product to New York. It's certainly a key contributor to environmental concerns. And it's an instantaneous product, makes it a very, very unique product. When that light goes on, somewhere there is a power plant adjusting its output instantaneously to keep the electricity running, unlike any other product on Earth. And that's why there's so much work being done in battery storage and the like. We're very proud in New York that electricity began in New York. The first systems were in New York. It also means we have the oldest system in the country. But the first system in New York City was Thomas Edison running a power plant, running a lot of lines and connecting buildings. The first transmission system was for the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, where they harnessed some electricity from Niagara Falls and ran the first long-distance transmission lines to light up the Pan American Exposition, the World's Fair that was in New York in around 1900. We haven't really strayed from that model much yet. We're still in the model of putting big power plants around and connecting them, I call it hub and spoke, down the transmission system, down the sub-transmission system, down the distribution system to your home. And I think what we're seeing is both a combination of technological change, combination of environmental awareness, and a combination of some events that we've seen in the last year and a half. New York's been hit by a superstorm, a hurricane, and a tropical storm, which just did untold damage to the system and this traditional system that uses a lot of wires. And when those wires come down, it can take a long time to get the system back up. So people are starting to look at a little bit of a different system. They're starting to look at smarter grids, using technology to know more about what the system's doing. They're looking at combined heat and power and distributed generation and microgrids, where you can put power and not be so reliant on the whole system, but that you can maintain viability in small areas through on-site generation and technologies. We've been working hard on our energy efficiency programs in New York. We have an energy efficiency portfolio that has resulted in a significant reduction in the amount of electricity used in New York State. A system peak is something we pay a lot of money for. That hottest day of the year when all the air conditioners are going, it's about double the average usage. So we spend a lot of money making sure that the lights can stay on in that hottest day of the year. We have not set a new system peak since 2006. That has been because of a combination of demand response, energy efficiency, and other programs that is trying to reduce that peak load so we don't have to continually build out the system and spend the billions of dollars. And we've been spending a lot of time in our renewable portfolio standard, working with our partners at NYSERDA. New York State, if you don't know it, has the most renewable resources east of the Mississippi. We're the only state east of the Mississippi to be a top 10 in the nation in the use of renewables. We've got a very vibrant wind regime, over 1,200 megawatts operating and several hundred more megawatts in the works throughout the state. Do New York Sun Solar Program. We've got programs designed for main central station type renewables and customer side tiers. We've got net metering programs, which allows people to run their meters backwards, basically, against if they have renewable resources. So we're trying to do a lot in New York State to move us in the next 13% of this century into the 21st century. One last thing I'll mention is a proceeding that's before the Public Service Commission right now. It's not a very sexy or exciting one. It is one that's talking about building up the transmission system in New York State. Right now, because most of our power generation is in the northern and western part of the state, and most of our load is in the southern and eastern part of the state, our transmission system bottlenecks in the Hudson Valley, in the Albany area, going into New York City. That prevents cheaper renewable power at times from being able to access the load. We want to fix that. We're working on that right now, and there's proposals coming our way to upgrade the transmission system.